Board of Education. My name is Matt Hamilton, and I speak only for myself. The superintendent, once obedient to the CDC, will now cite the Maryland Board of Education to justify illegal authoritarian overreach. The CDC recommendations or guidelines are not rules, contrary to how the superintendent has referred to them at previous board meetings. Likewise, the Maryland Board of Education's emergency regulations are not a done deal. These emergency regulations were enacted by appointed, unelected, bureaucratic employees of our egomaniacal governor, look at me, Larry Hogan. COVID-19 is an aerosolized pathogen. Forcing students to wear surgical masks or even more hilariously ineffective cloth masks is the single worst cost-benefit trade-off in the history of public health, save maybe miasma-rooted public health policies of the 17th century. All industrial hygienists will tell you that putting a sock on your face and calling it a mask does not qualify it as a respirator, and that utilizing PPE effectively is a challenge for trained medical professionals. I'd imagine much more so for K-12. No trade industry board recommends wearing masks in place of respirators when dealing with fumes, asbestos, or any other hazardous material. No COVID-19 vaccinations prevent individuals from contracting the virus, nor do they prevent shedding and spreading the virus. Infected, vaccinated individuals still spread the virus. I presume Typhoid Mary is a part of the K-12 history curriculum. Vaccinations are, at best, a prophylactic therapeutic with an efficacy of between 6 and 9 months. And the arbitrary positivity rate benchmarks used as justification for this ineffectual authoritarian overreach, PCR tests, a testing methodology whose creator, the late Kerry Mullis, said, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in almost anybody. Absent a clinical diagnosis, the results of a PCR test is a meaningless statistic, which is not justification for the quarantining of the healthy. Given that masks are ineffective, vaccinations do not prevent infection or viral spread, you must ask yourself, what does this accomplish? And at what cost? I do not blame this board for having been given bad, unscientific recommendations by the CDC and the for-profit media. But to the superintendent, please explain to everyone here and watching online what forcing students to wear masks accomplishes, other than as to cover your own behinds. Because what I see is kabuki theater. And if you elect to continue this charade, members with spine will be elected to replace you. And to quote Benjamin Franklin, those who would sacrifice freedom for security deserve neither. Thank you.